Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas, Daf Yur Aleph. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Yur Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses Birchas HaTorah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, around 12 lines from the top, Hishkim L'shanois Asher L'kara Kriyashma Tzarech L'varech. Somebody who wants to learn Torah before he says Shema, he has to make Birchas HaTorah. Misha kara kriya shema, once he read shema, ain't tzarech levarech, he doesn't have to make brachas haTorah. Shekvar niftar be'ahava rabba, he already was pater with the bracha of ahava rabba. When we learn the sugya of brachas haTorah, the Gemara continues a little bit further on. May mevarech, what bracha does he make? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu la'asayk b'divrei Torah. And there are different gersayos in the Rishonim, but the bracha that many of Klal Yisrael make is lasoik bedivrei Torah. When we learn the sugya of Birchas HaTorah, many discuss and mention the famous yisoid that's brought in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, in the sefer of his son, Reb Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, in his sefer, Kedushei Riz Halevi al Rambam, who says that Birchas HaTorah is not a mitzvah on Limud HaTorah like all other Birchas HaMitzvahs. And the raya that he brings is because ladies are also mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah, like the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, and Simen Mem Zayin. And Nashim are not chayavos in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though they have to learn the dinim and they have to know the halachas, but that's not because of Talmud Torah, that's because they have to have a yediyah in how to live life and how to perform the mitzvahs that they're required to perform. Rather, the Brisker Rav says over in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, the main chiyuv is because of Torah Gufa. The Chefza of Torah requires a bracha. And anybody who learns or reads in the Torah needs to make a bracha. The truth is, this yesod is already found in the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Tav Lamed. So I saw in the Sefer Emek Bracha, it's actually the first piece in his Sefer, he brings a raya to this yesod from Al Gemara. Because Al Gemara brings a machlekes amirayim, what type of learning requires Birchas HaTorah? Amar Rav Huna, lemikra tzarech levarech, lemidrash ain't tzarech levarech. For psukim, a person has to make a bracha, but for medrash, a person does not have to make a bracha. The Gemara continues, lemishna ain't tzarech levarech. Other amirayim say, lemishna tzarech levarech, but latalmud ain't tzarech levarech. Rava says, Altamot Tzarech Levarech. But there's a back and forth between the different Amirayim. What type of learning requires a bracha? Is it only Mikra, or is it Mishnah, or Medrash, or Gemara? Rabbeinu Yena says, in the back of the Gemara, even the Amirayim that hold that for Mishnah, Gemara, and Medrash, you need a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, before you learn, the only reason why you need that bracha is only because of the Mikra that they have. Because they are Mefarshei Psukei HaTorah. They're explaining the Psukim of the Torah. So the whole chiyuv bracha is all based back on mikra. The Emek Bracha says that if you say that the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, he would say, Adarabba. You would have more of a chiyuv bracha on Torah Shebal Peh, more than Torah Shebichsav, because the ikar Limud HaTorah is Torah Shebal Peh. Hira comes from Torah Shebal Peh. Must be, I have a riot from this Gemara, that the chiyuv bracha of Birchas HaTorah is because of Torah Gufa, the Chefza of Torah. And it's not called Kishem Hashem Ekra, which is the Makar for the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah, only when you're learning Torah Shebichsav Mamish, and that's why, no matter which Amora you go like, even if you're going to make a Bracha, a Mikra, Mishnah, and Medrash, it's all because of the Mikra that is found in those Gemaras. Not necessarily the Mikra themselves, the Psukim, but they are all based on explaining Torah Shebichsav. Have a wonderful day.